خوب یورده شروع خواستیم خون دارم شروع خواف اوف تموز هیتاب شمیم دارم جولای فرز 1984 این سنده
My condition, I'm impossible in here. I couldn't share. It would be bothering me if I were to share today. It would be bothering me. Now, let's say, suppose this is the sake. So you have to be Vedic first. The Gemara says, on the flesh of the finger, Rochei Rochei Avoye, there is others, Rochei, and then Avoye. And then on the nail, the nail, and you have to make the decay on the flesh and on the nail on three sides. In other words, the center of the sake and both sides. You know. This and this and this. You see. So in other words, so you have to make three decays. Altogether it's 12 dikas. In other words, three sides and it's a loch and a boy, you see, you have both ways. You have to obey it this way and this way. So in other words, so yeah, and three sides, so and loch and a boy. So that means so altogether it's 12 dikas you have to make. Now we don't make any dikas on the flesh. And it's better that we don't make any dikah on the flesh. Because every sheikh would cut his fingers if he were to make it dikah on the flesh. We only make it dikah on the three sides, but only on the nail. Not on the... That's why a sheikh has to have one nail, a big nail, in order to be able to make it dikah. If you don't have any nail, so you can't make it good dikah. You have to have a nail. So... The question is, how is it that we don't make it dikah on the flesh? We don't make it dikah on the flesh. So there are some poskim who are upset with the kind of dikah that Shochtim make today. But the Rav Shochnoch in the Kuntra Sachem and Shchite, so he says that the reason as to why we don't make it dikah on the flesh, just on the nail, because we, instead of making it dikah on the flesh, the real reason is why we don't make it dikah on the flesh, because we are afraid lest we cut our flesh. But it has to be made so let the number of shochtim be reduced, so only those shochtim who are handy will be able to be shochtim. And the other side, those who are cowards will not be able to be shocked. You see. So the answer is, because we look at the sake with our eyes. Isman Chazal, they didn't look at it. So then they had to make it dikah on the flesh, and they had to make it dikah on the and they had to make it dikah on the nail. But today before we make the dikah by tracing it over the nail, so we look at it. By the light of the sun, we look at it very well, by the light of the electric light, whatever it is. So maybe that's in lieu of the dikah over the flesh. That's what the Rav Shuknor says in the Kuntra Sachem, and the Rashi. Anyway, so the Chachpoke and Rav Asher, they all say that you have to be reading the Sakin on all three sides, not just the center of the Sakin, but on this side and on this side, on three sides. So then the Gemara said, Omer Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Sonnet Reid Rav Mishar Shiyeh Mishmoch, Damut Mudorobet, Tzrichem Dike Abisre, and the flesh of the finger, Vatufre, and the nail, Vatla Truches. Omer Abisre Vatufre Amre, Vatlote Ruches Oloi Amre. Ike Amre, Abisre Vatufre Vatlote Ruches Amre, Mishmi Dorobet Oloi Amre. רבים ורב אחת אוי לרובה, הווי יסו כמי רב אשר, אי ששכן כמי לרב אשר ולדיקה, אומר לי לרב אחת אוי לרובה, בלדקה, בוט כעטוף רב אביס הפתוחס. So many Amoroi were marked to inspect the sacking, not only the center of the sacking, but the side of the sacking as well. Omer Yasha, the Chayim Omer Afkan, Rabbein Omer, Atuf Eva Abisre Tzriche, Atlat Ruches Eloi Tzriche, Atlat Ruches Eloi Tzriche. So in other words, we don't have to make it Atlat Ruches. In other words, according to Rabbein, you only have to make four bdikis. If you say that you have to make the bdike Atlat Ruches, so you have to make 12 bdikis, because every bdike is involves Darach Roche and Darach Avoye. You see, it's hard for me to demonstrate, you know, with the left nail, so I'll just do it with the right nail. So Darach Roche and then Darach Avoye. So according to Rav Yehuda, you only have to make 4 bdikis. According to Rav Kamen and Rav Ashe and Rove, so you have to make it 12 bdikis, because you have to make it Atlat Ruches. Now, why does Rav Yehuda say that you don't have to make it Atlat Ruches? So, Rav Yehuda Omer, Atuf Eva Bisre Tzriches, Atlat Ruches Loitzim. Mili Omer, Rav Zeh Omer Shmuel, Mili Bin Saki Yishochad Bo. Shchidos Ikshayo, Shachidudo Gim Mubuno, Vikashel Ono Yikud Stodim, Bamun Bish Ashkite Nao Bachova, Hochanam Bish Ashkite Nao Bachova. So the reason is why Rav Yehuda says that Dike Sakin does not require Atlat Ruches, only the center of the Sakin you have to inspect. You have to trace it over the nail, the center of the Sakin, but not the side of the Sakin. You don't have to trace the side of the Sakin, just the center of the Sakin, but not the side of the Sakin. This side and that side, that you don't have to trace over the nail. Why not? Because Bishashkrit is Nalachot. So who says that? Rav Yehuda. But all the other Amroim, Rav Kamer, Rav Ashe, Rove, they are Chiluk, and they say, Atlat Ruches Yehuda. Apparently, so the belief holds that they are Chiluk and Rav Zeres Din. And they hold that we do not see this Ashkit in Erba Chola. So Mele, that's why the belief is mashed with the Aloha Rav Zeres, of Yidu Sakim Shochat Bo, is Kshiro, Chidulo Kishon Yibuno. Why? Because the Gemara's kasha was Voike Bishazodin, so the Gemara said Bishashkit in Erba Chola. But who said Bishashkit in Erba Chola? Rav Yehuda. But the other Amroim would say that it requires Dike Atlat Ruches, they don't agree with Rav Yehuda that we have Shkita Nal Vachovach. So they hold that we do not say we have Shkita Nal Vachovach. So if we do not say we have Shkita Nal Vachovach, so Mele, we cannot say Chidro Kino Yibuno, because maybe the Sakin became a Pomo before the Sakin was able to cut the Reif Simoni in the Behemoth, or the Rof Simon Echot in the Eiv. So maybe the quiet it got in Natch as a result of the burn, you see. It's required in Natch. Some Mele, we don't pass like Abzera. This is what the Balamoyer and the Hashbo and the Rosh say in the Shikha Sadiq. So according to Rabbi, the Aloch is not like Abzera. However, most Rishonim say that the Aloch is like Abzera. But at the same time, all the Rishonim pass not like Abzera. And they all pass like Rav Poppe, like Rav Kamen, like Rav Ashe, that the Sakin requires Dike Atlat Ruches. And we do not say this Ashrit and Abachovach. So the question is, why don't we say this Ashrit and Abachovach? Now let's see the Rosh here on this one. First Derek in the Rosh, paragraph Ches. Omar Kavzer, paragraph Ches. Omar Kavzer, living sacking Jarad was in Rosh Akshayah. She could do a king with Buno. Voikis Dodin is a shrieking Navajo. Kavalfus Lehi, Hakhter Kavzer. Die gab mir Rambam Kosa, Lieblingssachen, ich sage, was ich so. Na, der tut ja so ist in der Rambam. One Gerse is the Gerse with the Roshe in the Rambam. So there the Rambam, the Gerse with the Roshe in the Rambam was Lieblingssachen, ich sage, was ich so. In other words, he passed in Flagari. But the Rambam's Gerse, and that's here the Gerse that we have in our text. Living Sakim Shachar was Shritosi Kshir. You see, the Rosh Yerse in the Rambam was Shritosi Psur. With Tamaya, Mishunamun, we come with Firkin Ravina, Roma, Abisla, Tukta Tzriche, Ratote Rocha, Seloi Tzriche. We were Roma Rabzir, Living Sakim Shachar was Shritosi Kshir, Shribidu Lakim Ribuno, Vikoshal and Vikit Dolim, Amun, Vishash, the Nervachovach. We came on Kirabashi, the Matzrich Abisre, the Tukra, the Platurase, in King Westlum, Vishash, the Nervachovach, Vikit Dolim, Mutrei. והרב רב גיני זל דידי כי ניקום אמי ליום הרב זירה וניקום עדי יום הרב זירה אל נהלוך את פסוק האויסו בימי ומקשיר ממנו כלום מישנים ברייס ויש לי מה דאף שהסורמנים גיסטו תירוצים ויש לי מה דאף שדהלוך את רב זירה דמיר וחבח מנוצר נכבי הסלימון שמספש פרוזדולי אבל מראש של סאקים יציץ ומספשתס ונרווח אז בצי השחיקה וקרעסי. So the first test of Amini is the two. Everybody agrees with Rav Zera's din of Bishashchut and Avachova in regard to the case of Libin Sakin Shochtabo. Libin Sakin Yishochtabo. Because it's near Vachova a little bit. It widens. As you start shechting, so it widens a little bit. So on account of the fact that it widens a little bit, so it does not become singed until the simonim do not become singed until the rough simonim are already cut, you see. But since it doesn't widen completely, Aviena held that it widens completely. So we pass, it doesn't widen completely. So maybe it's possible that there is a gum. There is a gum in the building of the sacking, in the side of the sacking. So if he's just made a key at the center of the sacking, so maybe there is a natural here, and he will not notice it. In the layer, when he shafts, so that notch over here on the side of the sacking will tear the simon, rather than cut the simon, you see. In other words, so what does Ramiyina say? That this Ashrite Narachovach will do so. But only it's now a chobach a little bit, not completely. So maybe there is a possibility of a gun being in the side of the sacking, and since it's not, it doesn't widen completely the base ashkede, so maybe that gun will tear the simonim in the sides. That's one time. ומה שני כן, ושמישהו לי, אבל מראש די ישרים, על דרך שדה לוחק, על זה ימיר וחובך, אם לא צריך להכניס עליו משפש לזונים, ראש של צעקים, איזה משפש לי, ימיר וחס, בשביל השחית הביקורתי. ומה שני כן, ושמישהו לי, דבר פושר, יקל לחלק, ולחוש להשירי, וזה מסקן תרס ברמיני. ואין יש לחלק, נשאר מאוסם, שידיע שעסק עם לובן, ומחד ושייתן לזדודים, אבל בגימה שבזדודים נוראים לתחילו, פעמים שיהיה שם גימה ואין ידיע ולעיזוי המלאחס. And then, another tarot, the true, that this השחיתה, ניר וחובך. But when is it ניר וחובך if he intends, if he's on guard, to widen the this השחיתה. But if there is a gimme, so then he's not alerted to it. So maybe the gum might tear the simon. The chinkos v'raimza, the raimza is an altar. The atkan v'shon abzeir alo d'yebet, avu chatzil alay, v'fich of tzorich, v'dike atmot alo chasek, she'im chitzim chen al zirose, afiru imer ani eshre v'loyat. So there are two terutsim ramiyene, and there is a teretz by the raimza. In other words, all these rishenim machilik amatim, and they hold that alo chayim like abzeir. But even though Rav Yehuda in the Weingang of Zeres memory of Mr. Shudah Mirvachova says that the Saki doesn't require Diki Akot Ruchase, and we pass from like Rav Poke and Rav Asha and Rav Kane that it does require, so that's because over there, either because it only widens a little bit, so it's still a possibility of the garments very changed this morning, or because when we say Hashem Yavachovach, if he's on guard, if he's alerted to it, but if he's not Bedek, so then he's not alerted, so then the garments very asaki, my tail this morning, or because only the Eved will rely on this Hashem Yavachovach, but the Chatchila not. So that's why the Chatchila, according to the Raider, we have to have Dika Platvachas. And the Baraitov gives the same tariffs as the Raider. That is a Shrikim Navachovach, we only say the Eved, but the Chatchila we don't rely on it. Now, what, so most Rishonim, they pass from like Kavzeras. The Rid doesn't pass from like Kavzeras. And the Rambam, so there are two Gesoids. According to the Rosh, so the Rambam's Gersi is Psulo, not just like the Rif, he doesn't pass from like Kavzeras, and according to the Ram's Gersi and our Gersi is Shlotzikshio, he does pass from like Kavzeras. Alright, that's all today. Now, for tomorrow, we are not going straight in the Gemara, because I want to integrate the Gemara Chum with the Simonim Yodeh. So tomorrow you have to go over. You're not going to cover the next piece of Gemara, but you have to go over a small piece of Gemara that he weighs on the base. וכולם ששוחטו לאחרים ראינו זו שיטו סמכיו מן תמל ולבינים תבון לסקיטה אומר רובה רב נוסי עיתון איש הזיר ומרחב ראה זור הקסק על מי יצא בקיסר והרגעו חמישוח אותו כדארקו רב נוסי מאכשר רחום עם פייסר הוא תון עליו והוא אמר לו הלוך את רב נוסי ובין המלך ומאבי שהוך הוא בו כדאר that small piece of Gemara just a few lines and then you have to go over very carefully the Gemara that Lamed Aleph the Mishnah not for Saki and Shokhto and for Pishy Shokhto and Al Kopsulo she never was a Vachto and a Chalto as she did a Hadeha so you go over the whole Gemara up to the Mishnah that Lamed Reis of not for Saki and Vigil so it's a whole it's a little less than a Vach you have to go over the whole subject that from the starting with the Mishneh that from the Dalet from the Dalet and up to the Mishneh that from the Beis on the Dalet the first Mishneh that from the Beis on the Dalet and then you have to go over the Gemara in Morvaska that Chavo the Sugi of Raksi it's a few lines that Chavo on the Dalet on top the Sugi of Raksi Raksi means that there is a Machlekes in the Gemara Raksi means suppose you beat out the flex and then the chaff of the flex is mazik the wind blows the chaff of the flex and that is mazik are you hired to pay or you're not hired you are certainly not allowed to beat out the flex in such a way that it could be mazik but suppose it is mazik so are you clear or you're not clear so there's a machlokes in the morning of Basra that chavo And then look it up the Reb Chaim and in the Chaim Kerech Yudalem. So there Reb Chaim discusses Shchite. He discusses the meaning of Rakse and Shchite. All right. So that's for tomorrow. So I will not be able to read the Shir if you don't go over this the sugya that from Dalet in Chum and also the sugya in Borobaska that from Volom Dalet. Just a few lines, but it's a very important sugya. And the Reb Chaim in the Cheshchen in Kerech Yudav. That's what the mouth. Then, after that, we'll again skip. We are not going to sit on it because we have to integrate the Gemara with the Simonim Yardeh. So then, after that, but that's not for tomorrow's year, that's for next Sunday's year. So you have to go know the Gemara that the Mishnah, that Lamed Ches, in that one it has a home the Mishnah of Hashem to the Tichon she was a Kshel the Reb Lezer pays so that's okay that's not for tomorrow up to the end up to that tomorrow so after this after tomorrow so you have to go over the Gemara for starting that one it has some days up to that one it all the Mishnah that one it all on the Dalet But that's not for tomorrow. For tomorrow is that one hour, and the Gemara in the Basra that follow. Okay.
Shir Tess in Yoredea, Chulin, by the Rosh Hashiva, based on was Hetavshim Memdal, July 2nd, 1984, on Monday, in the Sugi of Kavon and Daflam.
They are just mechavim to cut, but not to cut the simon. And many times we don't even know that there is such a thing as simon. You see, and still they are just mechavim to cut. Whatever it is, not to cut simon, to sever the simon in the heker or the simon. And still it's good if achim rain is. So it's a raya that kavone is not required. Even that is Hamishkin, the Tommy Kunji Shofto, the Kunja Mahash and the Kotten, the Holy Bachim, the Spirit in Mahash and the Kotten of Okoe, Shofton Boy, Hora Bachim, in Mahash and the Kotten of Hudekoe, a local American solid, in Shofton Boy. All right. Mantan of the Kabon Shit, Omarobe, Rebnos, Tony, she's here in the Havre, so exactly in the acts of the case, the whole of the Shah has to be the alcohol, Rebnos Marshi. So even without kavone, so it will be treated. Come in peace. The tunnel of woman. Ho, ho, Shrabnos. Robin Miloch, maybe. Sho, ho, walk it out. If inadvertently he was doing it, he was coming with the money, there are Loch Rabbo. All right. Now to the Mishnah Dachola. So that you can, but when it's nishat on the air, like no for sacking the shohato, so when it's nishat on the air, then I'll be shocked to get out of so, she never is a bachel or halto, mashat is a beah at the air. So the more it says, now there is no Rashi on the Mishnah. Time is in Ogo, only the sake was on the table, and then it fell off the table because there was a wind blowing. So the wind blew it off. So then, Holy Pillar, who was supposed, he with his force, he threw it down from the table. Mantani will be in Kabbalah, Shrute, Omarov, Rabnosni. It's on the ages here that even Chavoye. So exactly the answer to the case, the whole Holy Shah of the Kedako, Rabnosim Archia, Rahomim Kaisrin, who told the Romarov, whole Hoki Rabnosim, the Omarov, the Tanaka Kosha Shafakim, and it was a Shio, or the Mantani will be in Kabbalah, Shrute, Omarov, Rabnosni, Sri, why did he mention it twice? Die Aschen aus dem Schirm und Chavn ist noch durch den Eber. Aber auch mit dem Chavn und Roi. Die Aschen hoch, ein bisschen Kurs mit Kiel und Das. Aber los, ein bisschen Kurs mit Kiel und Das. Ein Eber. So zurück. So in other words, so it's come as well, that even if he's not the Chavn, he is a Kresh, so who be let's say, I suppose he just is mischavim to throw, and there is a hole in the wall. So then he throws the sake to stick it into, to thrust it into the hole. He's not mischavim to any chakicha, to any extra chakicha whatsoever, just to thrust it in the hole, in the wall. So it's also. And even if it is done by someone who is mufti of das, who has no das, so it's also. Because you can even dance, of course, because you can dance in the way is really. Alright. Now the Rashi. Quando dizia, logo eu envolvo o meio, mas disse também na hora que eu cheguei lá, que ele estava jogando tânica nossa. Eu acho que logo eu rodo dizia, ele disse, tânica nossa. Se eu não vou, eu acho que ele trabalha. Eu vou fazer uma puta que se rebala, né? Eu acho que não vou, eu vou olhar, daí que nem eu, que eu cheguei, ó. A primeira filha, o abamir, ele disse, ó. E vou pedir para ele, acho que não, mas eu vou ver a rei, ó. E ele não escuta nem quem é rodão. Como acho que não vou, eu 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 não vou, if she fell into the water and she was stayed there, she fell and so on Rabbi Yude without carbonic of being stayed there, so on Rabbi Yomara the hay of the day, so the Asu of the is so she tells the Bible. Even though the Tefillah took place inadvertently without her intention, so still, but she was still in the tree. So Mele, she eats a good Tefillah, and she tells the Bible, but like Abbe Tomo, in view of the fact that the Tefillah took place without her Kavone, so Mele, she is not allowed to eat Tomo. Now we pass from the machine, pass from like that, not like a beer. Omalay was the day so she is in terms. Omalay Rob the Rab Nachman. We rab your mate all day, so that's all I can throw. So of course, who to all is a misery boy? What kind of misery is it? Tell me, it's too much. He prayed, he told me, it's too much. What kind of misery is it? And he said, it's not a man. Chorus is more common. So, it's Machia, the Isa, needed the Tefillah Shalom in the morning. So why shouldn't it be Machia, the Isa, of Isa, the Shaman? On my way, by the Hulu, the Hulu Boy Kavone, Mashmin, can you coach him on the Tumo? So that requires Kavon, Rotem, Nam, Gal, Shem, Isla. How do we know that Hulu doesn't drink on the Hulu Boy Kavone? If the Gal Shem is such a way upon him, so we don't have a lot of them, so if a wave was detached from the sea, and then that wave had fallen so, and that wave fell a lot of Rakeli, so it is the Lord, it's Mishnah Mikloe, my love, hold on, and I do the Keli, my Keli, when you have me, I follow mission. Why does the Lord have to say it? Why can't the Lord say it? Because of his life, so he was not Mechavim. The answer is, and not only could be Mechavim, when he sees that the wave rises and is becoming detached from the sea, so at that time he tells, oh, I want that wave should overtake me and be retired. So he couldn't cover. Mashenkin, Gabi Kelly. So that wave, Gabi Kelly, the violin, the Balak, was not even standing there. Just, there was a Kelly lying on the beach, and then the Gal was dislodged, and it over, and he fell on the Kelly. And no one was standing there to be having that she should be retired again. So, Samuel did, so Caleb, he has referenced the case where he didn't have Kavanah. So, other women came, also he didn't have Kavanah. Because, like this, we could say that he referenced the case where the other was in Havan. While the wave was detached from the sea, he was in Havan that it should be retired. So, the daughter of the other woman came, marking the Havanah for another way to Kavanah. Mimai, Duna, Vishu, Tapa, maybe it's a reference to the case where the person brought the cave, put it on the beach, on the sand, and he was waiting, he was anticipating that the wave would rise and be detached, and then it would fall on the cave, so he was mishapped. In the same Tapa, in the same Tapa, so he the cave would be the other, now open the beginning of Kavone after the number of the Kavone, Kavu Odo. Because there is aloche that if the gal was mislash, the gal was mislash, so in other words, the gal is, and then it folds like this, the gal, in the form of a curve. So if somebody will fold, let's say suppose the gal is mislash from the sea, and then as it rises, and if as it detached from the sea, it stands on the ground that way. It stands on the ground that way. So if you throw a needle, let's say, in the stomach, in the column, in the standing column, so that's how Gabi Kavach, Mashiachim, so the thing is a good thing. But if you throw a needle into the top, you know, which is not standing on Gabi Kavach, okay? So then the thing is not a good thing. What's the pshat? The pshat is, I'm trying to explain this, that there is a loche. The tefillah has to be, mikveh has to be mechuba l'karach. Mikveh has to be mechuba l'karach. You cannot have a mikveh that is not mechuba, that is not mechuba l'karach. In other words, how about a mikveh that is set up, let's say, on the 40th floor? So it's still mechuba l'karach, because the building is still mechuba l'karach. But in Achaname, suppose you will install a mikveh in an airplane, and then somebody will go through it in the mikveh in the airplane, it will not be a good feeling, because the airplane is not standing out of the car. Okay? So in Mele, the water is not mechuga to the car. Because that's how often the rising, that the mikveh has to be mechuga to the car. Even the Rishenim who say that Kuri show is kosher with the rising, so show is kosher, but it has to be mechuga to the car. It has to be mechuba l'karach. So, but that doesn't mean that a mikveh has to be on the ground floor. It can be on the 40th floor also, on top of the roof of the Empire State Building, or the Sears Building, because the building is set up in the car. But in Achnami, if you make a mikveh on the plane, you construct a mikveh on the plane, and then you'll be able to wire the plane is obvious. Not standing out of the car, okay, so then the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. The tefillah will not be a good tefillah. So mele here, when a wave is detached, and let's say, and it stands for a moment, you know, before it lies down completely, so for one moment, it might stand in the form of a curve, an arc, you know. So then, if somebody will throw a needle, let's say the column, the standing columns of the arc, of the curve, so then it's a good feeling, because that stand in the car, and the car can go. In another second, it will fall down, but right now it's standing on the car. But if somebody will throw the needle in the curve, the upper arc, you see, that's not standing on the car. Okay? So mele, the feeling is not a good feeling. So mele, I could say, these are washing of the keeping. Commercially doesn't. The minority of the matron will be keeping the plan. Matrilin, it's a price in Khadiri. The matrilin be keeping. She matrilin be out there. Elohim be great, I want to be in. Be in, you know, the plan. Here she not only is a Hamas and I, push up each other place. Not only other theories. And here is in the hill. In other words, he, without Kabone, water fell, let's say, on oranges, so then it doesn't become Bukhshal Kabbalah Stumah. Because in order that the Nehru should become Bukhshal Kabbalah Stumah as a result of water, of mashke, coming upon it, it has to be Midas. So, okay, it's in the Yutam. It's huge, huge for your love, but suppose he had Kabone, that the hand is wins, you're going to do it. In other words, he doesn't have that Kabone, that the water should fall on the earth. As long as he had Kabone, that the water should fall on his hands, even though he was not in Kabone, it should fall on the earth, and then it fell on the earth, so he becomes Moksha and Kabbalah's way. Eis, the Rav Nachman, Tov al-Lechum, Yehuda, Lechum, כל הרחוב יהודת לחום is osam mal se ko zakei lo yo zakoi ala chigrash i khum la khum ho zak ni sam ni shasti ni ka ho re koma so ich kashe again stra rap says that i jozi pet khum dos ni vaya ne so ho re koma ho אבל פיזור זק לחום, עושה במועס. הורך, לא יהיה חום, לא יהיה בו יגלו. והי ביטון בורו זק, נדת יש לי נסחם לפחות. תהי יסתר להשמין את עבוד על נסחם לפי הסתארה, ויהווה כבון הסכום, כבון למעס. איס, טוב, אבל יהיו זק לי טובה, מה לבטו לי טובה כבר, לי לחומה. לא יקראו לי טוב למה יצא, אבל טוב על יחום הוא, אם לא יהיו זנת משחב מדור, אם יחום סודן, יחום יציגו תפילה, אלא יקרב. סוב אב יחוי יקום אחרי, נופע דק ואשכה. תעני את טוב על יחום, זה הכמות על יחום ועושה למה יצא. זה צוואי דור, ושאין נפס כמו עכשיו, אם לא תתנו כבר נזמון את זה, זה מחלקת ביטוי. between Rabbi Berechen and so the Aloch is Kabechen. But here is in the right to be more that the Gemara says, so what the Chuyo come out for it. So then he says, not that Dr. Ashkan can tell you Yosa, you can tell you who was the Maizea. So that means that the Braise is the Kone, in the Shita of Rab, that Chum doesn't require Kabon, only Maizea Sheini requires Kabon. Chum or Maizea Sheini. Omer, what he says, Maizea, it doesn't mean Maizea Rishin. Maizea Rishin is mutal with name also. It means Maizea Sheini. Because Maizea Sheini is also mutal. Omer, Abai Rabi said, Leime ten fi yuki le Rabiechen ho. So then it's Ikashe again with Rabiechen. Omer, Rabiechen, Udoma, Rabiechen, Udoma, Kambinis, Bileis. So in other words, that means, if Rabbi Yechon agrees with Yochim, the Tanya Rabbi Yisri Yitzchak, but the other Tanya hold that Tchum doesn't require Kavon, that's why Rabbi Yisri passed like Rav. Tanya Rabbi Yisri Yitzchak in Yavi Kubas, the Kubas Shemis, that's the Gabit in Beget Tome. So there it says, a Beget that has a Nega. So then, first you make the Hezdiah, and then you made another kibbutz at the end of the Hezdiah. So my common machine is, of course, since it was mentioned already that it was Kubas one, so naturally it's the second time. Now let's see the Rashi. Nidigod in Ksid Yugen Sibusim, Kirbeis is Rishayna Vechitsa Shabbe Anega Vizgirei, Yirish Yifshe, Oyame Vigiche, whether as a result of washing the beggar, maybe that the beggar with the nega will turn away, maybe to spread, the Kibushini Lacha Hezdea, after the 7 days, Shaha Kibus Rishay, והבלגי אשר סיר הארל ותרופי ואיליה אשר נחבי ומשינו כמאזגיה ניסו ממה נגל מאזגיה וכל השניס כשנתביל לביטוי איליה why do you have to say שניס? If the Torah didn't say שניס I would know it the second time because once it was already mentioned that it has to be washed מה כשתה בייס השניר ותמיד את רשינו מה תמיד רשינו it does because it's for the purpose deliberately for the purpose of seeing whether it will fade away as a result of the washing or it will spread after the Shiloh it does. If Allah will does Kain, because the Kain does it deliberately, Afkam will does Kain, come in with Kain, call him a Kain. It doesn't require that Kain, only it does by it. So in other words, and that's whole. So Rabbi Yisrael, he holds that he will whom will it happen. So Rabbi Yisrael holds what Rabbi Yisrael. God, Allah is like Rab, because all the Antamarim, the Rabbonon of Amazing Eight said, they are fairly can be home, that home doesn't require Tabon. And that's the price that says, who's at the home, and only who's at the mice. Und wir wollen aber nicht nachher. Wir haben aber welchen Aloche, die es dann nicht hauken, wenn welchen See, wird voll mit Weiß gewonnen. Wir haben aber welchen Aloche, die es dann nicht und nahm noch von Sache, die Schochter, aber für die Schochter, die der Alkohol ist so noch. Irgendwo, keine die noch lo, hoi, die lo hupsche jo, die Apfel da, wo wir nicht haben, Dann muss man dann in Brücke aber nicht schritte, und man kommt dann noch nie. Ich schritte, so, ich habe noch nie. So, in other words, so then, the more making an equation between schritte and fear. The more is the kasha, it's strange. What's the shaykhaz between schritte and fear? How can a Bihan say that the tefillah requires kavanah in the chum, but we see the Mishnah says that shkita doesn't require kavanah. So shkita doesn't require kavanah. But what does it do? What bearing is the teva upon tefillah? Shkita doesn't have kavanah, doesn't require kavanah. But tefillah requires kavanah. What's the shayas? So then we avoid the teretz. We avoid the teretz. That the shkita of the rabbinis in the Mishnah. Gibor Achmen, the Sassi, the Kochin Kosol, Yichlau, the Chum, Uloi, the Binyan, the Kavon. In other words, that in Rabbinus and the Yisi, is later that Shkita doesn't require Kavon. Shkita doesn't require Kavon. Why? Because we have a special just a Kosol. The Kochin without Kavon is Kosol. If Shkita's Chum would also require Kavon, why do the Torah have to say in respect to Kochin that it requires Kavonah? I mean, every Shkita requires Kavonah. The fact that the Torah says in respect to Kochin it requires Kavonah implies that only Kochin requires Kavonah, but Chum does not require Kavonah. So, alright, so there's a terrorism in the Gemara. In other words, there is no equation between Tefillah and Shkita. But the Gemara, but what was the Makshe discussion? What was the Makshe's cash? So, apparently, the Karoli like Arlen, what has Shkite to do with the Shkite? Shkite does not require Kavanah, but Tefillah might require Kavanah. I mean, what has one thing to do with the other? So, what's the Pshat of Gemara? So, from this Gemara, we see Big Chiddush. We see Big Chiddush. That the reason is why the Rabbanon say that Shkite, there's a machleket between the Kabbalah and Rav Nosnui Pasmas and Nos, but Kabbalah hold that Shkite requires Kabbalah, not Kabbalah of Shkite of being Matia, the behemoth of Shkite, but Kabbalah of Tikha Simon, the stasis points out, Kator, so Kabbalah also made it, that Shkite does not require Kabbalah to be Matia of behemoth, because we have a Gil Sakosu, that Kochin requires Kavanah of Shkite. So that's a Gil Sakosu, that Chum does not require Kavanah of Shkite, but in Matia, through the Shkite. But it requires Kavanah of Tiras Emon, the Kol Rabban. And the Kol Rab Nosin, he doesn't require. So if you look from this Gemara, it appears, that the reason is why Shkite, Shkite requires Kavanah, according to Rabbanon, is not a peculiar din in Shkite, but it's a din in Kol HaTerekul. In other words, no, there are certain Shkite requires a Maisor, because there is a Zakos, Mashat Zeveyach HaTereche, Mashat Zeveyach, what you, the government, human being, a voluntary agent, is Shekh. That is matter of achleis. But if a monkey will share, so the Tzedek says, Mashat Zerbeach HaTereichel, Prat L'Shkita Skeim, because he's not a gavre. Mashat Zerbeach is a vach top, whatever you share, through your mind is Shkita. But, so it has to be, the Shkita has to take place by a voluntary agent, by a human being, not by a monkey. Now, and not Nishchato Meileo, so Meileo, apparently, it's much like from that Gemara, and that's in the Shita of the Rosh, we'll soon see. Of course, the Rashba and the Rosh are both chelik, But from this Gemara, it appears by the Shita of the Rosh that the reason is why the Rabbonim of the Nosim require Kavonim by Shvite, not because of a special Allah of Hashem, not because of a special Allah of Hashem, but since there is a Yosakosu by Shvite, that it has to be Nishra. So in my Seodon, Mashat Zeveach, Atreichel, Mizobachta, Prat, Shvita Skei, it cannot be Nishra from Nilel. It's only Matavachile, if it is Nishra slaughtered, so in my Seodon, by another one, what it means for them? A voluntary agent. Now, if a person, if a human being does the shvite without kavone, so then it's considered like a chemical act. It's not an act by a voluntary agent. There is a fundamental difference between an act done by a human being and an act done by a wind. Let's say, suppose there is a stone. The stone on the sill of the Midrash, on the sill of the Midrash, there is a stone line. And then I take that stone and I throw it out. Then it's a mysore. It's a mysore. It's an act done by voluntary. And suppose instead of myself throwing down the stone, great force, much greater force than the average human being, so still it's not considered as a mice, but it's considered as an act by itself, as an act of nature, that it's a mechanical act that nature does by itself. But when a human being does it, then you cannot say it's an act of nature, because it's done by a gamma. So when is an act done by a human being distinguished from a mechanical act? An act done by wind only when the act is done deliberately by a human being. But if it's done by a human being, not deliberately but inadvertently, so then the human being is like a wind. So it's an act of nature. It's not, it's a mechanical act. So it's not the Maisi Odom. So it's not attributed to the Odom. As the Maisi Odom is a voluntary agent. But it's an act done by the human being like an object of nature. A human being is subject to two forces. First of all, a human being is subject to all the forces of nature, like a stone, like anything else. He is a hefty, and the human being is also, because of his freedom of will, because of the freedom of choice, he's also a voluntary agent. He can exercise his decision, his will. So in other words, so when is an act done by a human being distinguished in its essence from an act done by wind, then it's not a chemical act if it's done with carbon. But if it's done with carbon, then the act by the human being is like an act done by the wind. It's considered like Nasus Melo. It's not attributed to the Odom as his act. It's like Nasus Melo. In other words, nature did the act through the human being. The way nature manipulates a certain act through the wind. So nature manipulated the act through the human being, so it's a mechanical act. It's not Mishiachis. The Pura is not Mishiachis to the Odom. So that's the reason it's why Shkite requires Kavanah. Not that there is a special aloha by Shkite according to the Rabbanan. No, there is no special aloha. There is no Xeras HaKosu by Shkite requires Kavanah. On the contrary, according to Rabbosim, so there is a special Xeras HaKosu from Kochi that Shkite's home does not require Kavanah. But otherwise, I would say like the Yechanan that it requires Kavanah. That's what Yigmara says. Some melee, that's the right of the Yigmara. That the reason is why Rabbonim of Hadnosim require Kavanah by Shkite, not because of a special aloha, a special requirement by Shkite, but because it's a deep collateral kule. If the neck is done inadvertently, then it's a mechanical act. And it's not Nisiachis to the Gavra. It's considered like Nasis, like Nasis Melo. Like Nasis Melo. Like Nasis Melo. Alright. The Gemara is the Kashi, the Rabbono. Mixi vichotachto, vizovachto ksi. Vizovachto ksi. So, I dinon kavone, lichtiche afu, lichtiche namo iboi. I loi dinon kavone, lichtiche. Lichtiche namo iboi. Lichtiche namo iboi. Heiche dome nido, is now dimo, now dimo, now dimo. Heiche dome nido, shenen so. Heiche dome nido, shenen so vitov. How do we visualize the case of Midosh and Enso Vitovo? If we say Midosh and Enso Vitovo, so Rav says to Yogi Beisu Asura Vitovo. And the Brichan says, Avni Beisu Vitovo. So, how do we visualize? So, we visualize it in the case, Ilay Midon Sohavato, the Abro, if let's say a friend of hers, so took picked up, well, let's say, lay it, picked up Hochel, and threw her into the picture. And then it was Magda. So Mele, then, it's Kavone also, because there is Kavone by the Magda. Then so we don't know, even though it's Chavad of Adro, Kavone the Chavad of Kavone Magdasi. They be from Name Hochel. It's not a Hershes, a Sheikh, a Sume, a Shemit, a Kodaito, a Mishn, a Pichas, a Misakness, a Isom. Misakness, a Isom. Is able to throw it. In other words, if somebody is incompetent, if he picks her up and dumps her into the mikveh, so then it's a good tshuva and she can even eat the tshuva, because the kavone or the madvil is considered. Amarak. So what does it mean in Yiddish? So Amarakko Berlin Nosin Shinofon Nagesha Urabono Shiyodo Lihoki. Now again we see an equation between Tfila and Shrike. An equation between Tfila and Shrike. And that can only be explained on the basis of the premise that the culture Rabbonon, the Shrike requires Rabbona Sitra Simoni. So it's not the peculiarity of Shrike. It's not a special in Shrike. It's a general thing. Because if there is no Rabbona of Tfila Simoni, then it's not an act by a voluntary agent, then it's a mechanical act, so it's not smelo. So then the shrike is nishkatam yirao, yatsmo. It's not done for a mindset. When is a human act distinguished from a mechanical act? Only if it's done with kavone. But if it's done without kavone, so then it's like an act done by the wind. Can you say that the wind threw the stone down? The wind doesn't throw the stone down. Through the wind, the stone was thrown down by itself. So if a person shafts without any carbonate whatsoever, so then we don't say that the person was shafted. The behemoth was nishchetov nilel, but through a mechanical act of the other. So the puni is not misyaxes to the other. So the Gemara says, how do we visualize a case of tefillah shloimi kavone? So according to Rabbi Yossi, that we don't require chticha simonim altogether, kavone chticha simonim altogether, some mele, the union of tefillah would visualize where she was walking on a bridge, and then it became loose, and she fell down into the river. But according to Rabbonon, Shrike requires Kavone, so Rav couldn't say that he's failed also, because if Shrike requires Kavone, why does Shrike require Kavone? Why? Because if there is no Kavone whatsoever, so then, if there is no Kavone whatsoever, so then it means that it's a mechanical act. It's not an act of a mice odom. That he wasn't sheikhed, the odom wasn't sheikhed, it was nishkatam yilel. So here, the woman was not tivelis. She didn't make mice tivelis. She was nidolo by itself. Mechanically she was nidolo. Through her falling down, into the river, so there is no maizetire, and in order to become toya, so there has to be maizetire, not just to be nidra, but there has to be a maizetire. So, Rabnosin Shenof Nagesha, or Rabbonon, Shiyodoloke, but according to the Rabbonon, who say that shrite without kavone, so then is no shrite, so that means. Why? Because it's not his Maiz Shrite, it is Nishkita Mureo. So in Tfile, without Kavone, is also not his Tfile, not his or her Tfile. It's Toglo Mureo. So that it wouldn't be Eile. So in other words, so we can visualize when the woman did go down to the Bikir, but her purpose was not to limitize herself, her purpose was to cool off. She felt very hot, it was a hot day, so she wanted to cool off, so she decided to immerse herself in water. So that's like Kavone of Pticha Simoni without Kavone of Shrike. So anyway, from all this immoral, it seems that the reason as to why Shrike requires Kavone according to Rabbonon is not a peculiar thing of Shrike, but because if there is no Kavone, so then it's not his maise, it's not a shechet's maise, it's not misyachet. The poor is not misyachet. Now let's see, in light of this Gemara, let's go over the Rosh. Thank you. the second half of paragraph Ches in Perek Hasher, no Fasaki is page 300 in my Gemara. I don't know how it's in here. No Fasaki and Shochto, Aval Pish Shochto Ki Da'al Kopsu, Shnemer is a Vachter Rechalto, Mashat is a Reach Atoyer. Time in no Fla, Holy Pilo Hu Kshayo, Holy Pilo Hu Kshayo, Yaakov Adun Chavne Shuch Tiche, El Shmiz Chavne La Pilo, Kim Bili Vachter Rechalto, Kim Shmiz Chavne La Pilo, Tal Deis Ni Pilo Shochato, Aval no Fasaki Yod Eloi Kavone, Aval Moishi Moiso, Nachas La Keiro, Ni Piloso Rua, Ni Kino Bili Vachter Rechalto, Kim Shmiz Chavne Lishim Dov, Time with the loss in the boy that on the cloud, the home, the Borahmone, the Sassy face of the coach, Rafflet, the boy that on it, to receive the attack, the room is a wachta, who knew the boy that on the ship to go, Yefsha, and the city is a wachta, the Havio of our pockets, we were Siso, it's all is having the shimmed of a mice, who be an acher and Mitra Kiagab, the Afro Gab, the only Hobbitin, the Hunch Shoshi. אחרי הם ראים של שלושה שירו, אלמו יבינו את הבנו משריטה, איסה חוך על השינה. בי השינה הוסף על החיה של יוחות מן, אבל מן הוסף עם בחבל שנכתיך את העלמו, אבל הכירו לו בחבל שנכתיך עם הלאי, בי השינה הוכר, אבל מי שבוס מכירו את דעס, אבל לא שבוס מכירו את דעס, אם הלאי כמה שם. So the Rosh Hashanah is very big finish. And neither the Rashbo has a bias, nor the Ro, if better a bias, agrees with the Shittah Rosh. They have been machlokes in another question. Another question. But the Rosh, according to the Rosh, so it's all a question of Kavanah. He says that even according to Rav Nosi, we pass on Rav Nosi, that Kavanah of Tichas Emunim is not required. So Kavanah of Tichas Emunim is not required. But Kavanah Kol Be'u is required. Even according to Rav Nosi. In other words, the machlokes between Rabnosin and the Rabbanon is a case where a person will say, I will hold this up. And there is a hole in the wall here. And I was discovered to thrust the saki in the hole in the wall. I was discovered to cut the simani, but then Ibehime was ascending the wall, and as I was trying to thrust the saki, so the saki, the Loch of Avoye, so moved along the neck of the Behemoth and caught the simony. So according to Rabbanon, it's good. According to Rabbanon, it's not good. Why? Because according to Rabbanon, Kavanah of Tichas Emunim is required. And Rabbanon says, as long as there was any Kavanah by the other, then it's considered as Maisi. So the punish is a Sechasim. But suppose I was sleeping, and then I turned over in my sleep, I turned over and there was a saki, and I pushed the saki, there was a saki lying down there, and as I was turning over in my sleep without any kavanah, so I pushed the saki down, and on the floor there was a behemoth, and the saki moved on the neck of the behemoth and cut the simonim of the behemoth. Probably. I mean, it's an unusual thing, but suppose it happened. So then, even Rav Nosi would be made that the Shvite would not be a good Shvite. The Shvite would not be a good Shvite, because here, he didn't have any Kavanah, not even Kavanah Zriki. The case of the Machlik between Rav Nosi and the Chachoni involves a situation where he had Kavanah Zriki, but he didn't have Kavanah Tichas Emunim. But when he turns over himself in his sleep on the bed, and then he pushes down a knife from the bed, and it falls on the behemoth and causes the simony, so then he wasn't even mishaveh to be zeirik. There was no kavanah whatsoever. Then the shrit is not shrit. Why is the shrit? Why? It's not passing the kichay. But even when a person is asleep, he exercises force. Yes, that is false. Now, that case that the Rosh mentions, what would be the aloche according to the Rashba and according to the Or, it would be mitzvah. You saw the machlekes between the Rashba and the Or in the case where a person has the saki. The machlekes between the Rashba and the Or is in the case like this. Suppose I have the saki. I have the saki like this. So if I take the saki and I use force, I use force, and I share. So then it's mutual. Suppose I hold the cycle like this. And then I don't use force. I just let it off. Let it off. Or suppose I have the cycle between my feet. And then I move away one foot from the other. And then the cycle falls down. And there's a vein on the floor. And then he checks the vein. So the Rajva says, that it's mutual. And the Rabbi says, the horse says, it's not mutual. And the Rajva has it here. And then he mentions the riot on the morning will come. So in other words, if I have a stone on my leg between and the stone is between my 2 feet and I hold it, then I move away one leg from the other. So maybe the stone falls and there is a person lying on the floor. So the stone falls on him and it injures him. So then I'm highly outlaw. So that even though he didn't use any force, he just was nasir. He just removed the kiyahamir. So let's say, suppose I have a stone in my hand. And I don't throw the stone on the person. But I just pick up my hands. Maybe it falls down. So it falls down through the force of gravity. This is what the therapist tried to do with me, and I'm a very slow student in learning them. They want to teach me how to relax. So how does one relax? I don't know how to relax. How does one relax? He has to lie down, close his eyes, and then let his hand fall down to the force of gravity. Not involuntarily. I can do it because I was trained by my parents to be voluntary agent, not to be kept, not to be an object. So suppose, in other words, if I have a stone in my hand, and instead of using force, I just pick up my fingers, then it falls. So when it falls, does it fall through my force? No, it falls through the law of gravity. Through the law of gravity it falls, you see. So it's not that I use force. So, Hoshem Nachmus Echeke, the Leikebo, the Shocho, and then removed his fingers, maybe it fell through gravity, so then, he's high door. So we see that Hasoras Kehamnea is considered his Maisi Yevak. So maybe it should be a good shri. That's what the Rajva's conclusion is. Then he mentions, Tesis is Chevak. Where does Tesla discuss that? No one knows. I mean, we'll soon see. Where does Tesla discuss that? But there is no explicit basis to that effect. But the Rajva paskens that the Shrit is a good Shrit. He said all the Achmas, because Tesla's Shrit is the contrary. But his own Shrit is that it's a good Shrit. And the Raya is from Moshe El Nachas Yisachaki, who he can be Mishach, so he don't want to. So then the Rabbi is, the whole says, what bearing does Dalit Rorim have? Dalit Rorim have upon Shkutim. By Dalit Rorim, the only thing that is required is that it should be done by the person who died. So Asoraskeya Hamanea is considered his Maestri Adayim. It's not born Asoraskeya Hamanea. But here there is Alohe Mashatirvea Hadeyeche. That it has to be Nishat Mikeya Gavre. It has to be Nishat Mikeya Gavre. So, Mimele, there is no Keya Gavre. There are many truths that are claiming. A person, if a Sheikhat has Parkinson's disease, you know, and a person has the Parkinson's disease so many times, so he doesn't have the control over his movement. So sometimes the hand will move by itself, by the law of gravity, then it will fall down like this, you see. It will fall down like this to me at the beginning, after the stroke. So when I didn't have any sensation on the left side, so my hand always fell down, dropped through the law of gravity. It was not through my own force. Now I have sensation. So it doesn't fall down, it doesn't drop through the force of gravity. So there are many children that are saying that a sheikh who has And that one who has the Parkinson's disease is not holy shit. Why? Because many times, it's not always like that. But if somebody suffers from the Parkinson's disease, or cerebral palsy, I mean, you know, any neurological disease, so then, many times, he doesn't have the control of the movement of his hands. And instead of being an act of the person, it's done by gravity, not by him. So Meile, according to the, so the machlokes between the Rashba and the Rori is in the case not where there is no Kabbalah. There could have been Kabbalah. Let's say, suppose I have a sack and I hold a sack like this. And then I'm in heaven, I deliberately lift my fingers. So I have Kabbalah, there is Kabbalah. It's not inadvertently, but the Kabbalah I do it that way. But I don't exercise force. I'm just Nisir of the Keah HaMineya. So the Rashba says it's a good shritik, just as we can down born in this time. And the Rosh says, no, it's not a good shritik. Because here there's a cause of Masha'atos, and Reach HaTayichim implies that he has to be Nishar in Keagav. Shritik requires Keagav. And if it's not Nishar in Keagav, well, then it's not a good shritik. Because it's Aloha of Keagav. And what is the Rashba Shite? That Masha Tzvevich HaTayich doesn't imply a requirement of Keagav. That it has to be Nishchat al Diodom, not Nishchat al Yilel. So the Gavir al Dvorim also, if the Chvore takes place by itself, so it's only Grome, so Mele is not Chayil al Dvorim. When is Chayil al Dvorim? When he does the Maisi Yedai, not if it takes place by itself. And still, the Gemara says in Borokama at the end of the second period, If he fell through gravity, so he was just Meisel Keach HaMeach, and then it fell by itself through gravity. So he's high on the boy, so we see it's considered his mindset, even though it's not Nishchat HaMekech. So here too, as long as it's Nishchat or it's Shchitas HaOdom, so it's a good shchit. So what is the machlokes between the Rashba and the Rov? The machlokes between the Rashba and the Rov is in regard to the question is whether it requires Keagavre Shchite, or the Aloha is only Mashat Zeveach HaTeich or Mashat Ato Zeveach. There has to be a nice Shchite Sodom. And so that's a good riot. In order to be high or growing, there has to be a nice Yodai. So Hasorah Skeach HaMneah constitutes a nice Odom. Nice Odom is not considered Gone. So here the Shchite is not Mishchite or the Gone. It's a good Shchite. It's a good shchite. Now, suppose somebody would check. Well, we discussed that to the child. Anyway, but the Rosh is doing something else. The Rosh has referenced a case where he wasn't mischaving to do anything. Let's say in his sleep, he turned around and he threw down the sack on the floor. So then there was mamish iskiachom, but still the shchite is not good shchite, because Kabbalah was like. So the Rosh Shite is not to be mixed up with the Shite of the Rashba or the Rov. It's a different Shite altogether. Right, now, I ask you to go over the Reb Chaim. It's very strange. It's very, very strange. As to why Reb Chaim makes himself oblivious that of the Rashba and Roh, I'm sure that Reb Chaim knew the Rashba and Roh. Why don't mention it? Don't mention the Rashba and Roh. I mean, what Reb Chaim says is the same one that says the Rosh one that. But why didn't he mention it? For Tzikasha Reb Chaim. And it's very strange that Reb Chaim has here two terutzim on the Rambam, and both terutzim are mentioned below. The Yudalef Halacha Aleph. Now, I assume that you went over the Gemara in Baskha that Chavod. You should have gone over, I mentioned it yesterday, I mentioned it in the morning, in the Gemara in Muhammad Absama. Small piece of Gemara. Misha also gave this a Chavod. So, if a half week, Kidesho Yasiko, if you also Ruach, who should say, yeah, this is, in Chase and Lachte, in Bicho is Ofo, in the years of Krishna, on the Chavod half week, Misha Yagir, in the Yasiki, the appears of the Ruach, the Tzuro, Chekoleu, in Chiziki, the Chacho, אבל כשהוא חי ואהבי כל כך, אם נדיח לו רוח, המצוי המיק זה סעוף, אבל זה נחיק לו בום, זה כל פעם ראשון, שהרוח הוא שישי על זה, ונזק זה בום וכיח מזיק את זה. עד כמה שם. So the Rambam mentions here two hours. הוא אמר לו חד, as far as the חוכת מזוק נצטרסת. In general, we should know that there is the mazik of the Rubasre, and there is the mazik of the Rukam. The mazik of the Rukam discusses liability, whether one is mechuyev or one is not mechuyev. The mazik of the Rubasre of Pes Liachter generally doesn't discuss the human liability, but as whether a person can be restrained in doing a mazik somebody else. In other words, so machikim, the old achokis, what does it mean? That a person is entitled to an injunction. He is entitled to an injunction restraining the other person from being mazik. That's what Bola Basra discusses. Bola Kamle discusses something else, not whether a person, under which circumstances, a person is entitled to an injunction restraining another person from indulging in hezek to him. But under what circumstances, if one was mazik, cause damage to another person, is he entitled to compensation, to liability? Is he liable? Under what circumstances is he liable? Under what circumstances is he not liable? So the mazik of the Rukami discusses chiyuvi tashlumi for hezek done. The mazik of the Rubasra of the Achbir generally does not discuss whether one is liable or one is not liable, but whether one is entitled to an injunction. Whether one has a schus to force the other fellow to be restrained in being mazik. So the Rambam says as follows, that as far as raksi is concerned, what does raksi mean? Raksi means, suppose someone has a flax plantation. Yes, a flax plantation. Now you have to beat out the flax. So what you do, you beat out the flax, and then the wind cooperates with you and it tosses away the chaff from the flax. So the question is, let's say Ruben and Shimon. So Ruben are joining neighbors, and Ruben, let's say, in his field is engaged in beating out the flax, and then the chaff does damage to Shimon. Can Shimon come to Bezin and demand that Bezdin should issue an injunction against Ruben, that Ruben should cease beating out the flax in his field, because by doing that he causes damage to Shimon. So the halacha is, so there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Golbasra. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Golbasra between certain Amoroi. Now the more the Rubasra that Chavod. That Chavod on the Dalit, the first line. The Beba Marlin, the Rei de Robin, Kavinat to Kipne, when they beat out the flex, have those that access or the chair for the flex, who went Umaskinche. It was Mazik. Also the Kamil Rabinet, and they demanded of Rabbinet, they asked Rabbinet that Rabbinet should issue an injunction against the Balmarian. They shouldn't do it, they should stop doing it. Omaru, Kiyamimu made a Rabbeisi. Now there is a machlekes between Rabbin and Rabbeisi, whether Alamizet Rahabisatsme or Alamazet Rahabisatsme. So the Rabbin say, Machikim is Rilam Nabeya, Chofei Amor. In other words, if Ruben and Shimon if women and children, let's say, have adjoining sodas next to each other, so and women wants to plant a tree, so Shimon can demand that he move away from the place where he plants the tree 25 amos from the border of his field. Why? Because the Shoroshim and the Spashi can extend 25 amos and they will do damage to the bear that Shimon has in the field. So the Rabbon hold our mazik ha'aretz. So then Rabbi Yisi says, no, our mazik ha'aretz atzmi. If Shimon demands that women move away, so women can tell Shimon, why should I move away? You move away. Don't be very close to the border. Don't move away close to the border, because our mazik ha'aretz. So we pass like Rabbi Yisi with our mazik ha'aretz. But maybe Rabbi Yisi will hear the way that if it's going to be a dying or even a deformed, so then Rabbi Yisi is made that our mazik ha'aretz. So the Gemara says, also come here, Rabbi Yisi. So here, women and children have adjoining fields, and I'm not holding children, but Marley and somebody else had. Bamalian and Ruvain had a German field, and Bamalian was engaged in beating out the flax on his field, and then did damage to Ruvain, because the chef was mazik his crops, or whatever he was mazik. So Ruvain came before Abinah and he requested Abinah that Abinah should restrain Bamalian from beating out the flags. So also the Tamil Abinah, Omaru, Kiyam, in other words, Ruvain said, in view of the fact that Alochel, Omaru, Kiyam, made Rabbi Yisi to give the way, so Abinah refused to issue an injunction. Why? Because he said, we pass like Rabbi Yisi. And true, we say that Rabbi Yisi is made of Gerd Rey, but that's only if it's Gerd Rey. Because how was the Hezek done? The chef did not blow because of the act, the beating by the Mayan. The chef was flying, was being tossed by the force of the wind. So maybe it's not Gerd Rey. It's not the other way. Master of our Abashe, Maishin is there in the world, as I think, so it's high the Hatos. So if somebody winnows the crop, so then it's high. But there too, the wind cooperates with him, it's done for the wind. So we say it's still high the Hatos because we integrate. There is the process of integration. We attribute the act done by the wind to the first. Because without the winnowing by the person, the wind wouldn't be able to drive away the chaff from the grain. So here too, we should integrate the act of the wind with the act of the person, which we attribute to the person. So we should be entitled to an injunction. Meistens sehen wir uns die Eide, um Ruhe kamen wir von Reima, um Ruhe heine sehen wir uns die Eide. So Reima was chelik an Rabbi. That he was entitled. Or Rabbine Meister gets a yitzin dank sabbatish, riesig heilig al, hosse michel lezen, hoche michel lezen, lechel lezen. So in other words, so we have here a machlikes between the Maroi. Rabbine holds the Traxe is not entitled to any injunction in the case of Traxe. And according to Marva Ravashe, and the Reimar, he is entitled to any injunction. How is the Rambam passing like Rabine or like Nareima and Marba Ravashi? So the Rambam passing like Nareima and Marba Ravashi. Now again, Rosh Hashanah. Nisho Shabir Mizekhshalay Tzor Vahar Chikili Shari Yaziki Afil Hoysho Ruach Ushitaya Yiz Yish Yisim Rachli Yiyich Yis Ofo Yiyich Yis Apishto Harid Chayu Vahar Chikili Shari Yaziki اینو یه زیکه وقتی آده آقو اخوی سویو که کاری رو که میشه زیکی به خط سرده اخو پیش خیر و اخ صحابه زی پسک نکلت هم نیم but he's entitled to an injunction. He passes like Nareima and Mahabharavash out, but still, suppose he did it. So if he comes, if the damaged part is asking for an injunction to restrain the other fellow from doing it, then he's entitled to an injunction. But if he's asking for payment, for the damages, then he's not entitled. The Apple Pea, Shuhai Rahiko Kahti, Nihiko, Ruach and Psyo, Hamid Zor for the Zikoben, Potom Michal, Shuahu Shisir Isi, the Nezik Zed Bomiki of Mazikans. So he says, because of Zen Hodiposa, so why is the Potom Michal for the damage? Because it's going for the wind. So because of Zen Hodiposa, the 50,000 of his demon in our design. זהו שני, ליבו ליפסי רוח חייב, שהרוגור יכול להגיע ומחזק משאול מהרישול עם היופי של נחוסו, כשור כל המזיקי, עד פעם שני, הרי נהגת לעבוד על דרוח סייה לישי, מכל מוקים חייב, ואין שם מנגיש לשם צ'יק של תלפני על צורפיר, פידי איזה כושר, גם בין לדבר דין ונשאו כל שאי קרום, אל דמו ליבו ליפסי רוח, אבל קרום ופוטה, גבלינו ליפסי רוח, ודברם ומחייב, ולכבוכה ופוטה, כל זה המרגיש נשאר. והנה התיס מסנהרן בפניזיין, היקשו למנדום הסולות וקשתי, קשתי, היא לרמה פסקס, לגבי קשתום, so it's probably shown why, because it's gone through the cooperation of the wind, it's כי החכם מורבי, so literally it's a רוח, it's also done through the cooperation of the wind, and still there the Raman Paschans, that it's highly shown. Now, how it's about Lino and Yipso Ruach? What, then we also have enough lakers. In the morning, they will come. A little, that's some. Let's turn to the door, that's some. That's some from Dalet. The seventh line on the top of the line. Lipso Ruach Tom Tum. Tono Rabon. Libo Lipso Ruach. In Yehish be revealed to the Rebbeis of Chayim. The Ruach Tom. Suppose he was in Rabbi the fire and by himself. In other words, there was a Gachas. And the Gachas did not burn on the flame. So he started to blow on the Gachas. And that spread the fire. And then the wind also helped him spread the fire. And then it was magic. Is it higher or not? So then it depends. The price says, in his being of the wind, so it's higher. If he's blown by itself, his ego by itself was capable of producing the fire, so then it's higher. But if his blowing was not capable, so then he's not higher. In his being of the wind, so higher. In Lapa, am I ready to say the word say I did? So why is the potter in able to be able to base off? So if his libu by itself was incapable of producing fire, but only together with the libu done by the wind, so his potter was there the word say I did is higher, even though he couldn't win or separate the chaff from the grain by himself without the aid of the wind. So still we say it's higher hatos. Why? Because we attribute what was done by the wind as to him, as if it's done by his mindset. Because whenever a person does a certain act, so what does a person do many times? When a person does a certain act, he only sets in motion the forces of nature. The forces of nature. So in other words, when you throw a chetz, so you throw the chetz, so you throw out the chetz from your hand, but then it goes a great distance. Why does it go the distance? It goes the distance because there is a lot of inertia, that the body in motion tends to remain in motion. The body at rest tends to remain at rest, the body in motion tends to remain in motion. So actually, when you throw your chetzi, you also set in motion other forces. The laws of nature. You set in motion the laws of nature. So really here too, I think true that the separation of the chair from the grain is done through the weight of the wind. But how does the wind operate? Because I set in motion the force of the wind. If I hadn't started to beat out the grain, then the wind wouldn't have been able to drive away the chair. The chair. So I was the one who is the ultimate cause of everything. So maybe I'm higher. So I'm higher chatos. As if I separated the chair from the grain nearby, even though I didn't separate the chair from the grain nearby, the wind helped me do it. So it's attributed to me. So here too, if people need to work, even if it's angry, we are people in lovers. So it should still be higher by integrating the act of the wind with his act. My rank is ever real, say I think. I'm a guy of my skin on the Shibibo Mitzadeh. So there is a machlekin between Rashi and Tesis in the Pshat and Yibo. Let's see how Rashi explains. Ki Shibibo Mitzadeh, the Yibo Wach Drache, the Ami Yibo. In other words, where there is no integration. In other words, when, let's say, it's like this. Suppose you have a guy. So it's for the Gachas. The Gachas, this is the side of the Gachas. This is the side of the Gachas. And suppose I start blowing the Gachas at this end, and the wind blows at that end. So then there is no integration in the fire, because whatever I do at this end of the gachas. And whatever the wind does, the wind blows at this end of the gachas. So mainly we are basically, so that means that it was done exclusively by the wind, not by me. There is no cooperation, a joint act by the person and the wind. If the wind blows at the same end, the same spot, let's say I blow here and the wind blows here. So then there is integration between the act of the wind and the act of the person. So then it's like zero. But here when it says in the beautiful day so it's got there, so then it's obviously a case where it's even Sadaho in so work the Bachel. So Rashi says, well, how do you? Because his act doesn't do anything. There is no integration between the act of the blowing by the wind and the blowing by the person. Alright, and he says, then of course, so then it's water. What does Rashi say? Samuel, so Rashi says, In other words, when he's blowing, he has no effect whatsoever. So he made the degree of real basis, that means he didn't do anything. He just, like this. So he doesn't produce the fire in any way. He's only in Isaiah, and Isaiah is in the Mamish. So there is no integration, again, there is no integration between the act done by the person and the act done by the wind. But suppose that the wind blows with the Ruach Mitzuyo and they blow at the same spot of the Gachres, so then there will be a higher, even though his blowing by itself would not have put to the fire. Because then we integrate the act done by the wind with his act. And everything is attributed to him, like zero of the life. So that means that all the Itamoroi, Abaye, Rove, and Rav Zeira, in effect say that he is coming. But then Rashi says, no,